I noticed that most happenings in life have both a positive and a negative aspect to them. I can choose to see the positive or negative. Matters not. Either way, I will always be right. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Our instant inspiration. I noticed that most happenings in life have both a positive and negative aspect to them. I can choose to see the positive or the negative. Matters not. Either way, I'll always be right. Now, here on campus, we have a school. It's called You Are in School. This is the School of the Master. This is the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, and all sorts of good things. Even it's a church, Church of God Unlimited. But we have lots of fun here. And we have people coming here, and they think, oh, they can think what they want and say what they want and act like they want, and they can pretend that they're hurt, and they can pretend that they're happy, and they can pretend all these things. And I say, hey, watch what you're doing. You're the master. You're the master. Now, you say, Herb, you're such a neat guy. You make me so happy. I'm just telling this on me now. You know, Herb, you're such a neat guy. You make me so happy. And I say, watch it. Watch it. If I can make you happy, I can make you unhappy. Don't let anybody in this world be in control of your emotions. If you choose to be happy and in your happiness, you choose me as a person in your world, that's great. If you choose to be angry and you choose to be have me and a person in your world, don't blame me for your angriness. That's your choice. Don't blame me for your happiness. That's your choice. Either way, it doesn't matter. It really does not matter. Now, we can have either way, and it does not matter. Now, who would want to have an unhappy life or a negative life? Who would want that? Well, a person who thinks that they're unworthy, a person who thinks that they're not nice, a person who thinks that they're not good people. And the only reason you would think that you're not a good people is because you believe it, not because somebody said it. You are a pig. You eat like a hog. You just, and pigs and hogs don't eat that much, but anyhow, you eat just so voluminously, you're terrible. And you say, what do you mean, voluminously? I don't eat voluminously. I just eat a little bit. Don't you notice what I'm doing here? And I said, why did you even respond to me? I was talking about somebody else. I wasn't talking about you, and you knew it. You knew that you don't eat like a pig. You knew that you don't eat like a hog. You knew that. And yet, you responded to me. Now, if I say, you are a dirty dog, you're going to respond to me and say, I am not a dirty dog. Well, look at yourself. You're all dirty, you know. Well, blah, 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 you know. Everything positive and everything negative in the world, we create in our life by our thought, by our word, by our deed, by our action, and so it is. Now, is that what you want? Yes, definitely you want it. But what do you want, the negative or the positive? So if you want the negative, well, there's plenty of examples around. If you want the positive, there are a zillion, billion, trillion, million examples around, exponentially multiplying themselves every moment. And the same for the negative. The negative is not bad. The negative is just something you say you don't want, but you do because you concentrate on it. You do because you empower it. You do because you speak about it. I talked to a lady just now on the phone, and I said, and how did your case go? None of my business. How did your case go? They were talking to the courts about having their daughter live with them permanently. And she says, I hope it works out. What? You hope? Isn't your daughter wonderful? Isn't she positive? Isn't she great? Isn't she perfect? You don't hope, you know it. You're going in there with the expectation that it is positive and it is good and it is on your benefit and her benefit. You don't go in there and say, maybe I might lose, maybe I might. Don't ever think that. You empower it. Don't ever think that you might have an accident. You will. You mean I won't have an accident if I don't think about it? That's right. How do you know that? Because if you don't think about an accident, you just won't have it. You cannot have anything in your world that you don't think about. But what about the rest of the world? What about those wars? You're thinking about them. You're thinking about everything that you have that happens in your life, whether you like it or not. And you do like it, or else you wouldn't be thinking about it. So, take a little child. They're easy to work with. The little child, he does not know of the war. in this place or that place. He does not know the pestilence. He does not know the poverty. He does not know the problems of the world. He does not know of it and doesn't care. He lives in his own perfect little world, which includes his mother and father and family, friends, whatever, and he's perfectly happy. Now, his mother and father are dirty dogs. They turn on the television, and they bring all this news. What, they talk about children looking at pornographic things. The worst thing, even the pornographic things, is to look at hatred and war and anger. Pornographic is certainly not good, but my gosh, the kids say, hey, and snicker at it, you know. But they don't snicker at war. Oh, gee, oh, look at the people. Oh, look at how they're blown up and stuff. Ha-di-da-di-da-di-da. You know? Why do you do that? Why do you do that? I tell you, when you go into the supermarket, do you look at those magazines that talk about the movie stars and all their problems? Do you look at those weight-reducing magazines, which are a big joke, of course, but people spend a lot of money on it, even though it doesn't work? Do you look at all these different things? Do you look at the foods you can't eat? Do you go over to the meat counter and look at these steaks, say, nom, 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 and at the lobster, and then you go over and buy a hamburger or something, you know? You know, you don't do that. You look at the things you're going to buy. And those little things at the checkout counter, that's to catch you at the last minute. You're waiting there, so you do something with your time. You read that smutty stuff. Now, why do you do it? Because you're stupid. Because you're stupid. You're letting them force you to look at that and fill it in your mind. Or you look at the candy. Or you can look at your purchases. And you can do a mental exercise. Let's see now. I bought these things. Do I know how much I paid for them? The oranges were so much. The apples were so much. The carrots were so much. And this was that and that. Do you ever do that? No. You don't do that. People don't do that. They just buy what they think they need. And the price is whatever the price is, you're going to pay for it. So you get to the checkout counter, and it's $50, $100. Okay, so it's $50 or $100. You don't think a thing about it. You don't know if they've added it up right. You don't know if they doubled up on this or if they didn't, if they forgot something. You don't know. You don't care. You just let the world take responsibility for your life. And then when something goes wrong, hey, they cheated me. They did not. You didn't check your own bill. You didn't check your own receipt. You know, I think you'd be like the mothers who go to the hospital and have a baby. And the baby is taken from the mother and put in the nursery, and the baby has a little thing on his wrist. And so an unscrupulous father comes in there, and he looks at all the babies, and he says, that's the one I want. And he says, that's the one I got. Now you take the bracelet off of this kid and put it on that kid, and that kid's bracelet on this kid, and then when I go home, I'll have that kid. Because I know that his mother and father are brilliant. I know that they're very wealthy and that they're very happy and they're very beautiful people. So I'm going to have his kid. Now, would you do that? You say, oh, I would never do that. Do you think the thought hasn't entered some people's mind? You bet. Do you think that the thought hasn't entered some people's mind? Now, look at the other way around. I know you're thinking mean. You're thinking hateful thoughts, and don't do that. The father is not a very rich man. And so he goes to the rich kid's parent, the rich kid, and puts the label on him, on his kid, and his kid, and he takes the rich kid home and treats him like a normal child. And then his child, who is a poor kid, goes to the rich kid's house, and he is raised in the lap of luxury. Now, you say, how about that, you know? I've never thought of that, ha, ha, ha. You know, but you always think that he's trying to cheat and steal against something. Well, he was. He didn't care about the rich kid because he knew the rich kid had a consciousness of being a poor kid because the rich kid could never be brought up in his family if the rich kid hadn't created him having that experience. Every experience we have in life is created by ourselves, whether we like it or not. It is. And the rich kid was born in the rich family and then taken out of it. Remember the prince? The prince who was taken out of it? He's always a prince. And if he ever found his parents, he walks up to them in the supermarket one day when he's about 10 or 12, and he looks at them and he says, you look so familiar. And they say, well, we look familiar because you look like us. You know, you look just like our little boy. See, here's our little boy of 10. He doesn't look like us, but you do, you know. And how interesting. Who are your parents? What day were you born? Same day. My goodness. Same hospital. My goodness. And little by little, they bring home their angel, you know. And because they have raised the other kid in the lap of luxury, his father says, you may continue raising him because that's a blessing and a benefit, you know. I really didn't want to do something against your child, but I, you know, I wanted my child to be raised in the lap of luxury. And they say, I have never met a man so honest, so dishonestly honest. But can you see, these are not unusual stories. They do happen. And sometimes people get caught. And when they get caught, oh, they make a big fuss about it. But they do happen, and they happen far more often than we know. Because the nurses are always interested in making a buck. And if somebody says, here, I'll give you $1,000 to put my tag on him and his tag on mine, the nurse will show. No big deal. A baby's a baby, you know. And you take him in your home, you'll love him, you know. They take him in their home, they'll love him. But I know it's a terrible thing to say that, but that's what happens. We create in our life experiences that we want and that we are. Now, is that bad or is that good? It all depends on how you look at it. Was the rich boy brought up in a poor circumstance hindered in any way? No more than the poor boy would have been brought up in a poor circumstance and hindered. But the rich boy had a rich attitude about him. He probably started in young being an entrepreneur. And in his poor home, he probably made his dad a millionaire by the time he was 15, you know. Many do, you know, many do. But this is what this is all about. I notice that most things happening in life have both a positive and a negative aspect to them. I can choose to see the positive or negative. Matters not, either way is always right. It's always right. Now, had you considered that in just that way? It's a good thought, because you're in charge. Now, what kind of a life are you going to make for yourself? Are you going to say, oh, damn, oh, damn, oh, damn, these people are pushing on me, these people are hard on me? Or are you going to say, I am so blessed. These people care enough about me to ask me to do this, ask me to do this. Sylvia one time was cleaning people's houses, and she was just having a ball. She'd go into these luxurious homes, and she'd look around, and she'd say, what a lovely way to live, you know. And she never thought, I wish I had a house like this, or I wish this, or I wish that. She just thought, what a lovely way to live. And because she didn't wish for anything, because she didn't want anything, she got exactly what was the desire of her heart, to be where she wanted to be. And nothing happens by chance. It all happens by our putting the law of cause and effect in motion. Are you ready to put the law of cause and effect in your motion for the next step? How is old Diego doing?
Super California.
And how's Lorenza doing?
Awesome.
And how is Yakimo doing?
Super.
And how are the rest of your Massimo Marcello? Arnoldi's. How are the Arnoldi's doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah. And how are the Barley's doing?
Ah, super.
And how is the great, 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 great Enns clan doing?
Oh, they are doing fantastically, wonderfully, beautifully.
Oh, she can't shut up, can she? She just goes on and on and on. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
But it's our choice. Mm-hmm. Now, are they having any problems at all?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Why are you so sure?
Because I have no problems.
Because you didn't create it.
And I didn't create it.
You have no problems and you didn't create it.
No.
And how is the Arnoldi family?
Fantastic.
And how is the Geramini family?
Fantastic.
In its broadest scope.
Super.
Including number two.
Super.
There you go. Okay. I notice that most happenings in life have both positive and negative aspects to them. I can choose to see the positive or negative. Matters not. Either way, I will always be right. So there too. And I love you. I love you. I love you.